Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are beginning Simin Tzadi Aleph. We're going to discuss covering oneself for tefillah and also various attire for tefillah. So let's begin with the Mechaber and Sif Aleph. Haisatalis chagura amasnav v'chasoso mimasnav v'lamata. Let's say that you have an article of clothing that you're wearing around your waist and it's covering you from your waist till your bottom. Also the hispal alav sheyachas libo. It's forbidden to daven until you cover your chest. But if you didn't, if b'diyeved you davened without having covered your chest, or you were in a situation where you were unable to cover your chest, once you already covered your privates, and you davened, so you are yotze b'diyeved. Why is this that you have to cover your chest for tefillah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph, Ad v'chulei d'tzarechu liros esatzmo kilu omi lifnei ha-melech u'medaber be'ema. We're supposed to perceive ourselves as if we're standing before the Ribono Shel Olam and speaking to him with awe. How much of the body has to be covered? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Beis, Sheichas alibo v'hu adin kol gufo, quoting from the Bach. The Bach says that the entire body should be covered, not just the chest area itself, but the entire body. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoted in footnote 2, says that therefore it's better not to daven in shorts, so that way the leg in its entirety is covered. And certainly one should not serve as the Shliach Tzibur in shorts. There are some achronim, the Yaskel Avdi, who says that it's better not to daven with one's arms exposed as well, because of this bach. What exactly is the b'di'eved case where you're yotze if you didn't cover your chest? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel Ho v'chulei rotze lomar afilu haya mimasnav ulamala arum yotza. Even if the entirety of the upper body is exposed, nonetheless, if you davened with the privates having been covered, so then you are going to be yotze b'di'eved. And does this apply only to Shmona Esrei or to everything? So the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Daled Chav Beis, this is brought in footnote number 1, says lelechatchila for all brachos and certainly for Kriya Shema, one should cover his chest. We're going to see as we go forward today that much of what we're going to discuss applies specifically to tefillah. However, this sif of covering, being mechasa libo, that lechatchila would apply to all brachos and to kriya shma, that we wouldn't see them with our upper body exposed. Let's continue in Siv Beis. Tzarech lezor ezer b'shasa tefila, afilu yesh lo avni che'in libo roes ha'erva, mishum hikon. One is required to gird himself, to wear a belt during tefillah, even if he has an avnit, which the Mishnah Berurah here translates as pants. So he is wearing pants, and there is a separation between his chest and his nakedness and his privates, meaning there's something that's going around his waist that separates, that interrupts between the upper body and the lower body. Nonetheless, one is supposed to wear a belt in addition to that for tefillah, and that's Mishum Hikon, the Pasuk of Hikon, Likras, Alokecha Yisrael, that when we are supposed to prepare ourselves for approaching Hashem, and that includes wearing some special clothing. So the Achronim explained that this halacha is talking about what we colloquially call a gartel, that one should wear a gartel for tefillah. Avol shar brachos muter levarich below chagora, when it comes to other brachos, not to Shmona Esrei, so then just wearing the pants, just having that interruption between the upper body and the lower body, that would be sufficient. You don't need an additional belt on top of that. Says the Rama of Ve'in Libo Roes Ha'erva, again explaining why the Michnasayim, why the pants would be good, because they would create that separation between upper body and lower body. So let's say b'di'eved, we'll get to in a second why it is that many people nowadays do not wear a gartel, but let's just go in order. So is the requirement of the Shulchan Aruch, again, taking it just literally, is the requirement of the Shulchan Aruch ma'akif? If you davened without wearing the gartel, would be yotze. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Dal, tzarech u'b'di'eved, mispal below ezor, yotza. If you davened without it, you would still be yotze. V'yesh omer m'od, davka misha ragil kol ayom b'chagora. There are those who say that this applies only to those who wear a gartel all day. Avomisha holik kol ayom belocha gorah. Generally, you don't. Then gam b'shas hatfila ein tzarech lachgor. So then you wouldn't have to do so during a davening. And that's why me'ikar adin, this does not apply anymore nowadays, because we don't do that. Umihu midas chasidus av b'chai gavna. There is a midas chasidus to wear the gartel, even if you don't generally wear it. Ah, so then why don't we see more people following this midas chasidus? So if you go to footnote number 5, Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Stipler both explain that the midas chasidus was because in earlier times there was a practice to go to important people with such a belt. That when you approached an important person, you would wear such a belt. But nowadays, nobody does that. So therefore, the Midas Chasidus itself even would not apply. We know that in Hasidic communities, they still wear the gartel. But the reason why in many Litvish communities, they don't wear the gartel is because, again, fundamentally, we don't wear it all day, so you don't have to wear it for tefillah. And the Midas Chasidus, the post can explain, is because we don't wear it to approach important people. Aside from wearing a belt, so how else should we prepare ourselves for tefillah? So let's go Mishnah Brura Hey Vav. In Hey, he explains that Avnit Rotzalomar Avnit Shal Michnasayim Hamafsik Bein Libo Lo Erva, that the Avnit here is talking about pants, not a belt. It's talking about pants. And in Vav, Mishom Hiko Nikras Vegomer Isa Bizarva Eschana. The Zohar says, one who is davening should cover his head and eyes in order not to peer at the shechina during tefillah. The hainu, what's that talking about? Betalis mitzvah, with a talis. V'cheino agim ki'ayom nechasos rosh ad inayim betalis mitzvah b'shas tefillas yudches. And that is the practice nowadays, says the Prima Gadim, to cover our heads up until our eyes with a talis shel mitzvah during Shmona Esrei. So that is why we put our talis above our heads during Shmona Esrei. You'll notice that here he says to put it up until your eyes. Earlier in the Mishnah Brura, in Simin Ches, he qualifies that the talis should not completely cover the tefillin. So there are different ways of explaining the tension between the Mishnah Brura there and the Mishnah Brura here. Many have the practice just to wear the talis gadol up until the tefillin during the Shas HaTefillah. They don't pull it over the tefillin and cover the eyes. I believe people have both practices. I've seen more that people just wear it up until the tefillin. Let's continue here in Siv Zayin. Shar Brachos v'hu adin kriyashma. D'lo shayach hiko nekras alokecha ki'im kesho'omid lifnei ha-melech. I explained before that much of what we're going to see today applies only to tefillah and not to brachos and kriyashma. And that's what the Mishnah Brura here clarifies. That the idea of hikon nekras alokecha Yisrael, that we have this extra level of preparation or extra level of attire for tefillah, that applies specifically to tefillah, not to brachos and to kriyashma. So this whole idea of wearing a gartel, even if you do it, it would apply only to Shmona Esrei. You wouldn't need to put it on in order to make a bracha or to say kriyashma. Says the Mishnah Brura in Ches, Mechnasayim, v'hu adin b'gadav munachim tvukim mamish ala beten umafsikim b'libo le'erva. The Shulchan Aruch said that for other brachos, all that we need is to have a separation between upper body and lower body. So the Shulchan Aruch says you wear the pants. If you have pants, so then that accomplishes that. The Mishnah Brura here adds that there's another possibility of, even if you're not wearing pants, but if you have a shirt that is very tight fitting, so it's very tight against the chest, that would also be considered a separation between upper body and lower body.
Undershirt?
I guess an undershirt. I'm not sure how tight it has to be. Dvukim mamish. Yeah. We explained before that the Hikon Likras Alokecha Yisrael applies specifically to tefillah and not to other brachos and kriyashma. We should point out that there are different levels. There's like a hierarchy of this din of Hikon. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tafresh Yud Gimel, quoted in footnote 9, points out that there is a more basic standard of hikon that applies to other brachos. For example, you have to have clean hands when making other brachos. So what we're talking about here in Simen Tzadi Aleph and Hechos Tefillah is the higher standard, the elevated standard of hikon that applies specifically to Shmona Esrei. Let's continue with Sifim Gimel and Dalid. We're going to talk about Gilui Rosh during Tefillah. Yesh Omrim, Sha'asar Lahotzi Azkara Mipiv Barosh Megula. There are those who say that one may not make a bracha with an exposed head. V'yesh Omrim, not utter the name of Hashem with an exposed head. There are others who say that we should protest those who come into shul who are not wearing a kippah, who don't have any covering on their head. In Sif Tes, the Mishnah Berurah tells us to look at the Bir Halacha, V'ayin Bever Halacha. And over there, he quotes from the Prima Gadim that what's the difference between, generally we have to wear a kippah. So what's the difference between wearing a yarmulke outside and this sif? Why do we have to say that you can't come into shul without a yarmulke? You always have to wear a yarmulke. So the Prima Gadim points out that the chiddush of the shul halacha here is that even walking fewer than dalad amos in shul with an exposed head would be a problem. The Bir Halacha quotes the Taz, who says that nowadays even walking fewer than dalad amos anywhere, not even in shul, would be a problem with an exposed head. So let's see in Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kova'im hakluim mikash chashiva kisui. What's considered, we just said that you have to have a kisui, right? You have to have a yarmulke, you have to have something on top of your head. What constitutes that? So if you have straw hats, that is considered a kisui. Aval hanochas yar ala rosh lo chashiva kisui. To take your own hand and put it on your head, that's not considered a covering. V'macher meniach yadu arosh shalzeh mashmad chashiva kisui. But if your friend puts his hand on top of your hand, then it seems that that would be considered a kisui. Says Mishnah Berurah in Dalid Yud lo chashiva v'chulei da arosh v'hayan chad guf einon. V'in aguf yachol chasus ha'atzmo. The reason why your own hand doesn't constitute a covering is because the body can't cover itself. V'chasav habach miu noag in the hamshech habeis yad. The Bach says that there is a way to use your hand to cover your own head, and that is to pull your sleeve over your hand, and that way you have your sleeve in addition to your hand. That would be considered a covering. What if you davened without a kisui? B'diyeved, would you be yotzei? So Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say that you would. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orech Chaim Dalet Mem, he says that you actually would not be yotzei because it's the way of Ovdei Kochavim to pray specifically without a head covering. And because you're mimicking the way that Ovdei Kochavim pray, you would actually not even be yotzei if you davened without a head covering. He also talks there about an interesting question, whether you're allowed to prompt someone else who's not wearing a head covering to say the word shalom. We saw in Sif Gimel that we're not allowed to say azkara without a head covering. Shalom, we know, is a kinoi for Hashem. Are you allowed to prompt somebody who's not wearing a kippah to say shalom? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that fundamentally yes, but that it's better to avoid doing so. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there's no problem with it because it's intended only as a greeting. You're not using it as a kinoi for Shem Shamayim, so therefore there wouldn't be a problem with that. Going forwards in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, Lo yamod ba'apundaso v'lo b'rosh megula v'lo b'raglayim megulim. One should not stand for tefillah with his wallet, nor with his head exposed, nor with his feet exposed. Im derech anshei hamakom shlo yamdu lefnei agadolim ela b'bati raglayim. If the common practice is for people to stand in front of important people only with socks, meaning with their feet not totally exposed, not with bare feet. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph, ba'apundaso, what does this mean, apundaso? This is a type of hollow pocket in which you put money. It's not respectful to daven in front of Hashem with this type of thing. What are these things? So it's not proper to daven in your house robe, your sleep robe, or a sleeping cap. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out that if you're very sick and you can't get out of bed, so you could put something over your you could put a robe over your pajamas, and that would be sufficient in order to daven Shmona Esrei. Again, here we're talking specifically about Shmona Esrei, not other brachos and kriyashma. Rav Shlomo Zalman also writes that it's not really appropriate to daven or to make brachos only in your bathing suit. You should put something on top of your bathing suit. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, Megule. So that your head is uncovered, ובזמנים וצריך להוסם בעיסת תפילה כובע בראשו, כדרך שהוליך ברחוב ולא בכובע הקוטון שתחס הכובע. כי אין דרך לעמוד כן לפני אנשים חשובים, וכל שכן שלפמיץ. שלפמיץ is a sleeping cap. So what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is that one should wear a hat in addition to his lower covering. So if you're wearing a kova katan, like a yarmulke, you should also have an additional hat when davening Shmona Esrei. So this is the source why many have the practice to wear a hat during tefillah. Now you'll notice that the Mishnah Berurah there said kederech shaholich barechov. So that's the reason why many have a practice not to wear the hat during Shmona Esrei is because they ascribe this to the manner in which people walked around in the 1800s. When they went to greet important people, they always wore a hat. Nowadays, people don't wear a hat when greeting important people. So therefore, many feel that this no longer applies. So that's basically the tutzdadim, why some wear a hat and some don't wear a hat. Some wear a hat because the Mishnah Berurah says to do so. Others don't wear a hat because it seems to ascribe it to a metzius that no longer exists. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, in the hispala babate shokayim shal pishton levad, one should not wear straw socks alone, degnai hulam unkin lefne gedolim. So because it would be inappropriate to do so in front of important people. Umikol shekin kishalovshin sandal veha akiv megula. Kol shekin that you shouldn't wear sandals that have your heels exposed. Your feet should be covered. Gam ein lilbosh b'isat fila bata yadayim shekorin hamshich kederech ovrei drachim. You shouldn't wear gloves the way that passers-by, the travelers do. V'kori ani aleim, we say about all of these people, al tivo eini regel ga'ava, don't come in front of me with haughty feet, v'yad risha'im al tenideni, and don't push me away with the hands of the risha'im. So what gloves are we talking about? We're not talking about gloves that keep you warm. We're talking about, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're talking about like work type of gloves or gloves that people would wear in order to approach important people. Those types of things you shouldn't put on your hands during tefillah. But if you're very cold outside, you know, like when people had outdoor minyanim and you need gloves in order to keep you warm, that would not be a violation of this halacha. Okay, let's continue here. From the Chai Adam, it seems that even cotton socks would not be sufficient to daven Shmona Esrei. Everything depends on what the practice is. So there was a takana that was made not to wear boots into the shul. Vahainu shtevil. So that's talking about boots. V'imderech hamakom lamun kach b'fnei gedolim muter. But if it's common practice to wear them in front of important people, then it would be fine to do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel, Megulim, mihu im habeged aruch shechofes haraglayim, if you're wearing pants that are long enough that they would cover your feet, o ba'aratzos hachamin ma'od she'omdim sham gamkin b'fnei gedolim yachif, or you're in a hot climate where people walk around barefoot, ein lachol shafilu habigadim kitzarim v'nir in haraglayim. So then there would be no concern, even if the pants were a little bit shorter and the feet were seen, there would be no concern that that you were barefoot because it's normal to walk around in that way. Let's see here if we missed anything. I think we're good to go. So let's finish up with Sif Vav. Derech ha-chachamim v'salmideihem. It is the way of the chachamim and their talmidim. Shelo yispalalu ela kesheim atufim. To daven only when they are wrapped. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Rama. There is no Mishnah Berurah on this Sif. Uvo eis zam. Yesh lechabik hayodayim bishas hatfila ka'avda kama mare. During challenging times, during times of literally fury, during challenging times, one should put his hands together during tefillah, like a slave in front of his master. Ube'ish shalom yesh lehiskashit bivigadim noyim leispalo. And during peaceful times, we should wear very beautiful clothing. This idea of being atuf during the tefillah, so the Kaf HaChaim explains that this is why chachamim v'tamidehem wear a jacket for davening. Can you wear your jacket even while it's hanging on your shoulders? So this is an interesting point. The Chazon Ish says there's no problem with that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's better not to do so. You should have the jacket fitting nicely. But that is this is the source for why some have the practice to wear a jacket during davening. Have a great day, everybody.